Elections in Germany are 3 weeks away now, and the campaign kicked into high gear on Saturday. And once again, German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder isolated himself from President George Bush. He said military options were not a suitable route to end Iran's nuclear program. He was responding to comments that President Bush made on Friday on Israeli television that if diplomacy failed to curb Iran's nuclear aspirations, then all options are on the table. The White House has said that those comments are unexceptional and represent no change in U.S. foreign policy. Joining us now by phone from Berlin is Kyle James, a freelance reporter. Nice to have you on Talk of the Nation.
Thank you.
Now, Schroeder, everyone will remember, won his last re-election campaign coming from behind by refusing to join President Bush's plans to invade Iraq.
Right, and it looks like he's playing this, some people call it anti-American card again. It certainly worked for him last time. He was trailing in the polls back in fall of 2002, and then a couple of things came together. There were some floods in eastern Germany that he showed some real leadership with, and then this refusal to go along with President Bush, that really keyed into a real undercurrent of pacifism here in Germany, and it worked for him then.
Yet,
now, these years later, he's kind of in the same position, and it looks like he's pulling, going for that strategy again.
Yet in 2002, at the time he made his statements about Iraq, the United States was, and Britain and other allies, were getting ready to invade Iraq. Nobody's planning to invade Iran.
Right, exactly, and that's what some of his opponents are really criticizing him, saying there was really no need to say this, that, you know, there's no serious consideration. The U.S. is overstretched as it is. There's no coalition, thinking about military action against Iran, and saying that Schroeder is basically just using this to try to help him out in an election that he's pretty much certainly going to lose. Some critics have said that these comments that he made on Saturday have risked undermining diplomatic negotiations that are now going on between Europe and Iran. And then also in creating the impression that the international community is no longer united.
Mm-hmm. Now, opponent he faces this time around, the one who's actually running against him, not President Bush, the opponent he's running against this time is Angela Merkel, leader of the conservative Christian Democrats. Did she rise to the bait and come back at Gerhard Schroeder on this at all?
Well, it's actually interesting because she actually agreed with him. Her problem with it, and I think the problem with the opposition was that they were more had a problem with the style than not the substance. Like I said, there's really no support in Germany or very, very little for any kind of military intervention. The Iraq war here is still extremely unpopular. So Angela Merkel has to walk a really fine line. She wants to improve the transatlantic relationship that reached new lows under Gerhard Schroeder. But she also knows that at home she can't be saying that she would be willing to exercise a military option in Iran if that was the case. So she's basically said that she agrees that diplomacy is the way to go, and no one's really talking about military intervention right now.
At the same time, as you mentioned, these ongoing negotiations with Iran that are pretty stalled, but nevertheless, the EU3, Germany, Britain, and France, have been sort of playing good cop to the American bad cop in these negotiations.
Right, exactly. And there, they've been pushing for these, holding out the carrot where the U.S. holds out the stick. And it's been a real back-and-forth game. Every day there's a new development where the EU says that we're seeing progress. Then Iran will say, no, we're going to go ahead and do this. And then they're worried. But all the language that's coming out now is that we still have to pursue this diplomatic option and that we have no choice. That's the European standpoint.
And you mentioned that Chancellor Schroeder is a long shot to win this election. Of course, he was the last time as well. We can't forget that. Nevertheless, there is a new factor in German politics this time around, a party to the left of the Social Democrats.
Yeah, there certainly is, and it's really thrown the race wide open. I mean, when Chancellor Schroeder called these early elections, you have to remember these elections were really scheduled for a year from now. But because of some basically political maneuvering, they've been moved up a year. Now that when those were announced, it was thought that Angela Merkel and her conservatives would really have a cakewalk. If they just kind of kept their mouths shut, they would basically win. But all of a sudden, a new force on the left has risen up, made up of the successor party of the East German communists, and then a lot of disillusioned members of Chancellor Schroeder's own Social Democrats, the center-left party that he belongs to. So now with this new constellation, it's really quite unclear if the Conservatives should... They will win more votes, but because of Germany's political system, if they will have enough to form a coalition with the Liberal Party, which they would like to, so we can have a conservative government, because of this left party drawing off votes from both sides, it looks like it might be that Angela Merkel and the Conservatives will have to go into what's called a grand coalition and have the center-left party as junior partners, which she doesn't really want.
I'm not sure that Gerhard Schroeder would like it either.
No, it'd be quite a demotion.
Yeah. Now, I wonder, there are obviously still distinctions between East and West Germany. In this country, it's not unusual for political parties to run one campaign in the South and another one in the Northeast. Does that happen in Germany?
De facto, it does. They're saying, the Conservatives were saying that they did not want to do that, although Ms. Merkel is from the East, actually grew up in East Germany, but she said she wants to be a chancellor for all of Germany. But the Conservatives have made some real missteps, and actually the head of the party in Bavaria last week basically called into question the East Germans' intelligence and called them frustrated. Well, that's not helped the Conservatives at all in the East, and so actually the Conservatives are kind of rejigging their strategy, and they've got to focus on the East because a lot of people there are really angry.
One other factor that Gerhard Schroeder does have in his favor is his image as a statesman and his ability as a performer on television. Angela Merkel, not noted for the polish of her televised appearances. As I understand, there will be one televised debate in Germany before the election.
Yeah, that's been a real problem for the Conservatives because Chancellor Schroeder is really liked as a figure. He has a real charisma. He's very, very media friendly. He was called the media chancellor throughout his first term here. He knows how to play that game. Angela Merkel grew up in East Germany. She wasn't in politics. She entered politics quite late. She was a scientist, actually, a physicist. She just, she doesn't have the shine. She doesn't have the kind of the glamour that you need to bring to that in this television age. It's been a real problem. I think that's why they decided on just one debate, because Chancellor Schroeder is a quite gifted debater. He's a very, very good politician. Angela Merkel is quite solid. She knows her stuff most of the time, but she doesn't come across very well in a lot of cases. They want to lessen that. If the vote were a popular vote for either Chancellor Schroeder or Angela Merkel, Schroeder would probably win. But it's not that way in Germany.
It's about policies, and also a lot of local candidates are involved, too.
Exactly.
Kyle James, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Kyle James, a freelance reporter who joined us from his office in Berlin.